We're calling her Felicia for purposes to try and keep her identity anonymous and keep our groom's identity anonymous. Felicia, first of all, tell us the living situation and how long you've lived with our groom for.
So he's lived with us for almost 2 years now. So November will be 2 years, and we'll have like an upstairs downstairs situation. We call the downstairs the dungeon. So he lives in the dungeon and we live upstairs. So he's the peasant of the household, we like to say.
What is it like living with our groom?
Look, you don't really hear from him, which is great. Which is what you want from a roommate, because once he gets home from work, he does his own thing. So we share the responsibilities of cooking, which is great because I'm pregnant and sometimes I don't want to cook, so he cooks, which
nice.
Is fabulous.
And is he a good cook?
He calls himself Gordon Ramsay, but look, probably not that great.
At least he cooks, though. That is pretty good.
Yeah, no, he definitely does. He used to cook before he moved in with us all the time, so
nice. Now
it's just he has to do it half the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And has he got any bad habits? Like, do you notice that he leaves dirty washing around or doesn't do the dishes?
He's probably really bad for leaving his washing in the washing machine and forgetting about it.
Yeah,
oh, I hate that.
As a woman, that's a pet peeve.
Yes, yes. My husband does it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's maybe the bad traits. What are the best things about being in a share house situation with our groom?
He makes you laugh, I guess. That's probably the best thing. And he's really good with my little girl that I currently have. She gets so excited to see him, and he just, like, pretty much treats her as if she was a niece, which is great, because there's nothing worse than having a roommate who doesn't like your kids.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Anything else nice about him?
He's just helpful. Like, he'll always help. Like, my partner's family just moved over the weekend, which was a huge job, and one of his other mates pulled out. And he just put his hand up and said, I'll do it. I've got nothing else to do this weekend. And it was a huge help, because otherwise it just would have been my partner moving all this heavy stuff on his own. So that was great.
Yeah, that's really nice. Now, in your opinion, he's told us what kind of girl he's looking for. But in your opinion, because you know him so well, what kind of girl do you think he needs?
I personally think he needs someone who will tell him not to spend money.
good.
Because he sees, like, car parts or, like, a new car he could buy to fix up, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that. And just someone who enjoys going out and spending time with family, because he's a really big family-orientated person.
Fantastic.
Okay, this has given us some real insight.
Real insight. Well, Felicia, thank you so much for giving us a bit of insight this morning. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all.